Every time I come to Singapore, it reminds me the year is ending.
我每次来到新加坡就被提醒，一年又快过去了。
So fast, it's amazing.
真是好快。
That is why we all need to learn quickly.
所以我们都要快快的学。
Don't procrastinate.
不要一直把事情往后推，一直单延。
But to really labor diligently.
乃是要在这块美地上努力的耕耘。
I hope that we will all be truly the worshippers presenting such wonderful gifts, oblations, and offerings to the Father.
但愿我们都成为真正的敬拜者，把我们的礼物、供物、我们的祭都来献给父神。
Pray that the Holy Spirit will train us and teach us.
祷告，但愿圣灵来训练、教导我们。
Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. Do not worry.
不要紧张，也不要担忧。
Learn.
要学习。
And may the Lord really open our eyes.
愿主真是开启我们的眼睛。
Now concerning the meal offering.
好，我们来看关于素祭。
Why is it that these two are the first?
为什么这两个祭排在首两位呢？
I know everybody want to know about the sin and trespass offering.
我相信大家都想多了解那个赎罪祭和赎愆祭。
It's easier for you to understand those two.
要了解这两个祭比较容易。
But to know the first two, it is difficult.
但是要认识首两个比较困难。
Right. And this is really what we need today.
但这却是我们今天真正所需的。
And that's why we need to learn how to grow Christ, grow the wheat.
所以我们需要学习，让基督在我们的里面像麦那样生长起来。
The wheat in the Bible refers to the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在圣经里，麦指着我们主耶稣基督的人性。
It has to be really what.Grounded. It has to be grounded.
它需要被磨。
Otherwise, our humanity is very rough.
不然我们的人性非常的粗。
We are really very rough.
我们真的是非常粗的人。
I don't know about you, but I was a rough man.
我曾经是一个很粗的人。
I hope I'm a little bit finer now.
我希望我现在比较细了。
But you know, naturally, we are all very rough.
在我们的天然里，我们都是非常的粗。
We all know that to have the fine flour, it's not just some wheat brought together and that's it.
我们知道要得到这个细面，不是单单把麦粒拿来倒在一起就算了。
But it has to be grounded.
你要把这个麦粒磨成粉。
Are you willing to be grounded?
你愿意被磨成粉吗？
I don't think so. It's not very pleasant.
我想我们没有太多人愿意，因为这个叫我们不舒服。
You might be surprised, the Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, much part of the suffering is not just for our sake, but for the human life that he received from Mary, that humanity has also need to be grounded.
你可能会很惊讶，主耶稣在这个地上所受的苦，很多个很大的部分不光是为了我们，因为他从玛利亚所承受的这个人性也需要被磨。
Of course, part of it is for our sake; he suffered for us.
当然，有一部分是为着我们，他是为我们受苦。
But another part of his suffering is to grind his humanity to make it really fine.
但是另外有一个部分是要把他的人性磨成细面。
Do not think the Lord does not need to be grounded.
我们不要以为主耶稣不需要被磨。
In his family life,
在他的家庭生活
，being raised up in a family of a carpenter,
在一个木匠的家庭里成长
，it says he learned obedience.
圣经说他学了顺从。
That is grinding.
那个就是一种的磨。
You know, for the Lord as God to submit to Joseph.
对主来说，他是神，但是他需要顺服约瑟。
Is that easy?
这个容易吗？
It is not easy.
这个不容易。
Right? So the Lord has to learn obedience.
所以主需要学习顺服。
Hebrews says, by the things he suffered.
希伯来书说，借着他所受的苦难。
So part of the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ is not for our salvation, but to refine his humanity.
所以主耶稣所受的苦难有一部分不是为了我们的救恩，而是为了把他的人性磨成细面。
In a way, in the church life today, we are all together.
一方面来说，在教会生活里，我们都在一起。
We need some grinding to make all this grain of wheat become fine flour.
我们也需要被磨，我们这些籽粒才能够成为细面。
Otherwise, we talk about oneness, right?
否则的话，虽然我们说到合一。
Tim, do you love the oneness?
Tim, 你喜不喜欢合一？
But how can you join one grain with another grain together?
但是你如何享受一粒麦粒和另外一粒麦粒粘在一起？
By glue? Are you going to use glue?
你要用胶把它们粘在一起吗？
Super glue?
强力胶。
Put just one dot and put the two grain together.
一点的强力胶，然后把两个麦粒粘在一起。
Is that the way God wants to have the oneness?
神所要的合一是这样的吗？
It's still two. You are right.
还是两粒。
Until something happens there, and buck, and then now it became not only glued together, but absolutely separated.
直到有事情发生，那个籽粒的壳破了，然后才不再是粘在一起的。
For this grain to really be together in oneness,
要这些籽粒来在一起成为一。
With our rough humanity, it is not possible.
以我们这个粗的人性是不可能的，办不到。
Oh, many times we are really rough.
很多时候我们真的很粗啊。
You wait until you explode, you lose your temper, then you realize your real nature.
你等到你那个脾气爆发的时候，你才知道你真正的人性是怎样。
Really? We are rough.
我们很粗。
Right. That's why in the English word, when the dog is barking, is rough, rough.
所以在英文的这个形容词里面，狗吠的声音是 rough, rough, 就是粗粗。
会咬人的。
Yeah, our dog can bite.
So Paul told Galatians, "Hey, you better watch it, otherwise you'll be biting one another." Paul used the word biting.
所以保罗跟加拉太人说，你们要小心，要谨慎，不要相咬相吞。
So many times, if I see somebody wants to bite, don't bite back. You run away.
所以，如果你看到有人要咬，你不要咬回，要走，离开。
It's not good.
这个不好。
We are rough people.
我们是粗的人。
But the Lord wants a fine flour.
但是主要的，它是细面。
How can you have fine flour?
你要怎样得到细面呢？
The only way is to be grounded.
唯一的方法就是被磨成细面。
In the church life,
在教会生活中，
don't complain about the other brother, this brother, that brother.
不要一直在那边埋怨这个弟兄那个弟兄。
We are different.
我们不一样。
But by God's sovereignty, He puts us together.
但是在神的主宰里，他把我们摆在一起。
Now, if you jump out of that big bowl, you will not be grounded, of course.
所以，如果你从这个大碗里面跳出来，你就没有办法被磨。
But praise the Lord, you saw the vision of the church. You couldn't jump out, right?
但是赞美主，你看见了教会的意象，所以你不能跳出来。
So you're in there, and the Lord will be grinding.
所以你就留在里面，然后主就在这里磨我们。
That is why. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says we are all one body. God, by his wisdom, put all of us as members in the body according to his arrangement.
所以在哥林多前书十二章，这里说到，神借着他的智慧，把我们都摆在一个身体里面。
To grind us together.
就是要磨我们。
Because if we are not willing, then there will not be the fine flour.
因为如果我们不愿意，就得不到细面。
The fine flour must be ground.
你要得到细面，你就要把它磨成细面。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
If you want to be willing,
如果你愿意的话
you need to learn to eat the Lord Jesus.
那你要学习吃主耶稣。
Because we are in our nature unwilling to be grounded.
因为在我们的本性里，我们是不愿意被磨的。
You know, in my nature, I like to be alone. Just leave me alone.
在我的本性里，我喜欢单独一个人，不要来烦我。
No problem. Nobody bothers me. I bother nobody. I'll be alone.
没有人来烦我，我也不烦人，我自己一个人过得很好。
Isn't that good?
这样不是很好吗？
But I was put in a family with 13 children.
但是我生长在一个有13个孩子的家庭。
I couldn't run away.
我不能跑掉，跑不掉。
And then the Lord put me in the church life.
然后主把我摆在教会生活中。
I couldn't run away.
我也跑不掉。
So what should we do?
那我们该怎么办呢？
Take the Lord Jesus Christ.
取用主耶稣基督。
Lord, you are my life.
主啊，你是我的生命。
What kind of a life?
怎样的生命呢？
A life that went through all kinds of trials and grinding, so that the humanity of the Lord is really a wonderful, fine humanity, as the bread from heaven, a heavenly bakery for us to eat.
所以这个生命是经过各样的难处各样的苦难被磨成为细面就好像一个属天的一个面包厂制造出来的这个属天来的粮
So the church life is a very good place to go through the grinding process
所以教会生活是一个非常好的一个地方让我们能够经历这个被磨的过程
RightBecause if not, there will be no possibility for the Lord to work on your humanity.
不然你没有办法让主耶稣在你的人性里工作。
Even our marriage life
还有我们的
婚姻生活 is also a very good possibility for the Lord to grind us.
婚姻生活也是一个非常好的机会让主来磨我们。
The family life.
家庭生活
with the children,
和孩子们在一起
right, The Lord will use every situation in our human living to grind us
主会利用我们人生里的每一个情形来磨我们
Until we are like the Lord Jesus Christ
直到我们像主耶稣基督
Look at the Lord
你看一看主耶稣
It's really amazing Don't just look at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ
你不要光看十字架，你要看主耶稣。
Because before the Lord went to the cross, God has already done a lot of preparation. The cross is just the oven to bake the cake.
所以他还没有上十字架之前，其实神已经做了很多的预备工作。上十字架不过是被送进烤炉。
The Lord was grounded.
主耶稣被磨。
God wants to make sure there is absolutely no leaven.
神要确保这里没有一点的酵。
And then, right from the beginning, much oil is put in there.
而且从一开始就要加入很多的油。
The Lord still has to learn to follow the Spirit, right?
主也学习了顺服圣灵。
It says, and the Holy Spirit led the Lord Jesus into the wilderness.
比方圣经记载说，圣灵把他引到旷野去。
And led him to be tempted by Satan, the devil.
是的，引他到那里，让撒旦来试探他。
And led him to go through all kinds of trials.
带领他经过各种的
试炼。These are all the grinding process.
这些都是被磨的过程。
The Lord was preparing the Lord Jesus.
在那里预备主耶稣。
Then the oil is added to mingle with the fine flour.
然后把油浇入这个面粉这里来调均匀。
Because you cannot add oil in a bowl of wheat.
因为你没有办法把油加入 一碗的那个麦粒里面。
Right. Suppose you have a bowl, a big bowl of wheat, and you add oil.
比方你有一大碗的麦粒，然后你加入油。
You try to stir so that the oil will be mingled with the wheat.
那你就去搅拌，希望那个油跟那个麦粒可以相调在一起。
After a while.The oil will sink down to the bottom.
过了一点时间，那个油会沉淀到碗底。
Because it's so rough, the grain, you cannot mingle the grain with oil. It's impossible.
因为那个麦粒太粗了，你没有办法让油跟麦粒相调。
Right? Sometimes we're wondering where did the Holy Spirit go?
有时候我们在想，哎，圣灵去了哪里呀？
I thought this morning when I was having morning watch, wow, the Holy Spirit.Wow, the Holy Spirit was so wonderful. In the afternoon, where did it go?
我还以为早上我晨更不是很好吗？不是满了圣灵吗？到了下午，怎么圣灵去了哪里啊？
It disappeared.
不见了。
It couldn't stay. It couldn't stick to you.
它不能跟你相调连在一起。
But the oil can really mix very well and be fully integrated in the fine flour.
但是油和细面却是能够完全相调、完全连接。
No wonder our Lord Jesus Christ is full of the Holy Spirit all the time.
难怪我们的主耶稣随时随处都是满了圣灵。
Because his humanity is really so capable of absorbing and fully mingled with the Holy Spirit.
因为他的人性真的能够完全的吸收、完全与圣灵相调。
Don't think, oh Lord, I just pray like the Pentecostal people, fill me, fill me, fill me. How is the Lord going to fill you?
我们不要以为我们能够像灵恩派在那里喊叫圣灵啊，充满我，充满我。主要怎样充满你？
We don't have the condition for the Holy Spirit to fully be mingled with us.
我们没有让圣灵与我们完全相调的条件。
That is why.We need a fine flour.
所以我们需要这个细面。
Not just the wheat.
不光是麦粒。
The harvest is good.
收割的麦粒很好。
But it has to be processed.
但是需要经过这个过程。
To be grounded.
要被磨。
Learn.
要学。
The Lord will use many situations to grind us.
主会用许多的环境来磨我们。
No wonder.In a book like Philippians, where Paul says, "For me to live is Christ. I want to gain Christ," he says, "Do all things without murmuring and complaining."
难怪在腓立比书，保罗能说，因我活着就是基督，我要追求基督。他也同时能说，凡事都不要有怨言，不要发怨言。
Why?
为什么?
Because we are natural murmurers and complainers. I heard somebody says the Singaporeans are really very good complainers.
因为在我们的天性里，我们生来就是很会埋怨的人。有人说新加坡人是超级的会埋怨。
Complain all the time, complaining.
老是在那里投诉。
Complain this, complain that, right?
投诉这个，投诉那个， right? 是不是？
Did I hear rightly?
我有没有听错啊?
Yes.
没听错。真是这样。
But the Bible says do all things without complaining, without murmuring.
但是圣经说，不管我们做什么事，都不要发怨言。
To let the Lord really, through the Holy Spirit, there work on us and to grind us that the Holy Spirit can penetrate our being.
让主借着圣灵在那里磨我们，在我们身上工作，让圣灵能够渗透我们这个人。
You say, where is it written in the Bible that the Lord will have to grind us? Well, I cannot tell you of a verse, but I can tell you of the whole Bible that says we have to become the fine flour.
你问我圣经哪一节说我们要被磨啊？我没有办法举出一节，但是我可以告诉你。整本圣经都在启示，我们需要被磨，才能够有这个细的人性。
The wonderful humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣美妙的人性。
Now, let us read here. Let us come here, right? to the outline.
我们来看一看这个纲要。
Really wonderful. Prepared with oil and frankincense.
这个素祭是用油和乳香来预备的。
Amen. These two elements must be mingled with the humanity.
这两样东西必须与他的人性调和。
Firstly, it is the oil, the Holy Spirit.
首先是油。
We all need the Holy Spirit.
我们都需要圣灵。
Without the Holy Spirit, it is not possible.
没有圣灵就办不到。
But in order to really absorb the Holy Spirit, we have to be the fine flour, right?
但是你要真的能够吸收圣灵，你必须是细面。
And then the second element that needs to be added to the meal offering is the frankincense.
第二个材料就是乳香。
The frankincense talk about the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
乳香指主耶稣基督复活的大能。
Remember when the Lord was on this earth, he says, I am the resurrection.
你记得吗？主耶稣说，我就是复活。
And the life.
也是生命。
But I heard many people says, I am the life, but they don't say,I am the resurrection.
但是我听到有人说，他们只要我是生命，却不要我是复活。
How many times do you stress and emphasize, I am the resurrection?
你有没有经常强调我是复活？
But we always tell people, oh, Colossians 3, for Christ our life, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life, right? Christ is our life.But have you really emphasized with this life the resurrection?
我们经常强调哥罗西书三章十六节，基督是我们的生命啊！基督他说我是生命、真理、道路。我们老是强调生命，但是我们有没有同时强调他是复活
？The wonderful incense, frankincense.
这个美妙的乳香。
You remember the gift given to the Lord Jesus when he was born in a manger by the wise men from the east?
主耶稣降生之后，从东方来的那些星象家呀、博士，他们献给主的礼物。
First one is myrrh.
第一个是末药。
Talking about the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
指主耶稣基督的受死。
The suffering and also the death.
他的受苦和受死。
And then the second gift was the frankincense.
第二个礼物就是乳香。
Of course, also gold was given.
当然还有黄金。
Gold signifies a divinity, right? But there you have the myrrh and frankincense. Even in the Song of Songs, myrrh and frankincense was mentioned there many times.
当然，金子指的是主的神性，所以我们看见有这个末药、乳香，甚至在雅歌里面，我们也看见有这两个材料。
Meaning to say that you need two positive elements in your human life, in your humanity.
也就是说，在你的人生、你的人性里面，你需要这两个积极的材料。
Number one, you need the Holy Spirit to bring the divine nature into your life, right?
第一，你需要圣灵把这个神圣的生命带到你的里面。
Then secondly, you need actually the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ to swallow up the death, because Satan's biggest weapon to destroy us is death.
第二，你需要主的受死和复活，因为撒旦对我们最有力的武器就是死亡。
And not just physical death.
而且不光是肉身的死亡
but spiritual death
乃是属灵的死亡
through death Satan wants to suppress us
借着死亡撒旦要压迫我们
to make us of none effect to do spiritual things to obey and all that
使我们无能来做属灵的事来顺服神
to weaken us
使我们软弱。
That's why everybody is complaining. Oh, I'm weak, and we are weak.
所以每个人都在那里埋怨说我很软弱，我们很软弱。
Right? Are you weak or are you strong?
你是软弱还是刚强？
啊，everybody， 不要谦卑啊。
Don't be humble.
Don't be humble. Tell the truth. We all like to say, "Oh, I'm so weak."
说实话，我们都爱说我很软弱。
Now you have to ask why.
你要问一问为什么。
Now physically, when do you get weakened?
那以肉身来说，你什么时候软弱？
When you're sick.
你生病的时候。
When you're sick, all of a sudden you are just weak and you have no more strength.
你病了，突然之间你就觉得全身都没有力。
And if this sickness cannot be healed, finally you die.
那如果这个病医不好的话，最终你就死，死亡就临到你。
Right. So there's a sin, there's sickness, and there's death.
所以有罪、疾病和死亡。
Now according to Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, the last and the most strongest enemy.It's death.
那在哥林多前书十五章，保罗让我们看见最后的那个武器，也是最强的，就是死亡。
But today there is a spiritual weakness within us.
但是今天在我们里面有一个属灵的软弱。
But unfortunately, we do not realize this in our humanity.
但是很遗憾，在我们的人性里，我们根本不觉察。
That is why the Lord says, "I am the resurrection."
所以主要跟我们说，我是复活。
The Lord demonstrated that with Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth.
借着拉撒路，主表明了这一点。他说：“拉撒路，出来。”
Because the Lord wants to demonstrate He is the resurrection.
因为主要表明他就是复活。
Death cannot overcome.
死亡没有办法胜过他。
And on the cross.Hebrews chapter 2 says he destroyed him who has the power of death, which is the devil.
希伯来书第二章告诉我们，借着十字架上的受死，他败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
So in our humanity, there is one element that we desperately need, and that is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of His resurrection. Right?
所以在我们的人性里，我们迫切的需要主耶稣的复活，他复活的大能。
There are many situations in our life that we must take the frankincense and says, "Lord, no, You are the resurrection in me. I refuse to give in."
在我们的人生里。有很多的情形，我们需要取用这个乳香，告诉主：“不，主，我拒绝死亡，我支取你为我的复活。”
That is why in Romans chapter 6 talking about baptism, that we have been crucified, the old man has been crucified with Christ. The result is sin will have no more dominion over me, but also death will have no more dominion over me.
所以罗马书第六章非常的强调，我们已经与基督同钉十字架，同死。不止这样，并且死亡、罪都在我们身上不能再作王了。
That is the result.
这个就是它的结果。
Not only sin will have no more dominion, but death will have no more dominion.
不止罪不能再辖制我，死亡也不能在我身上作王。
It does not mean.Physical death, though. It doesn't mean physical death.
这里所指的不是肉身的死亡。
But a spiritual death.
而是属灵的死亡。
Before the physical death, there is a spiritual death.
在肉身的死亡还没有临到之前，就里面有属灵的死
亡。And then there is the physical death.
然后才有肉身的死亡。
And there is the death in the lake of fire.
最后还有在火湖里的死亡。
So how many kinds of death?
所以总共有几种死亡。
How many kinds of death do you know?
你所认识的有几种呢？
That is why today, we have so much trouble, not just because of roughness, not just because of sinfulness, but because of death.
所以今天我们有很多的问题。不单单是因为我们粗或者我们有罪，还有一次因为死亡。
And so Romans 5 tells us sin and death reign from Adam until today.
所以罗马书五章说，罪和死从亚当直到今天在那里作王。
Why do I need to dwell in this matter so long?
我为什么要花这么多时间说这个点呢？
Because many of us are not conscious of the working of death in our human life.
因为我们很多人对于死在我们身上的工作，我们没有很强的意识。
That is why you cannot control yourself.
所以你不能够自己控制自己。
Right? You cannot control your speaking.
你不能控制你的说话。
Even though you try to be so humble and not to get mad,
虽然你那么的努力，要做一个谦卑的人，不要发脾气。
But you know, you are suppressing death. You're suppressing death like a spring. You know, you press it down.
所以你自己在那里，像在压弹簧一样，把你的那个死亡压下去。
But unfortunately, death is more powerful.You may be able to suppress it for 5 minutes and then comes out again.
所以你可能可以把死亡压下去，但是不过是片时的。
Oh,
过了一下，它比你更有力，它就弹开。
When that pressure come out,
当那个压力、那个火山爆发出来的时候
，it scares everybody.
每个人都被你吓死了。
真的，中国一直说死了死了，吓死了，气死了，什么都死了。
The Chinese always use the word to death, scared to death, angry to death. It really is like this.
Many times I told some of my relatives, 不要一直讲死啊死啊。
Sometimes I tell the saints, don't keep using the word death.
如果要气的话，要气活了。不要说气死了。
You must say I'm so angry to the point of life, not to the point of death.
I don't like to hear the word 死了，死了，死了。
我不喜欢死了。我不喜欢听这个字，死了。
I like to listen 活了。
I like to hear the word alive.
你如果要气的话，要气活了。
If you need to be angry, then be angry to the point of being alive.
Why do you love to use the word 死了 so often?
你为什么那么喜欢用死了这个词啊？
烦死了。
So burdensome to the point of death.
You need frankincense.
你需要乳香。
You need really frankincense. You need the power of resurrection in you.
你需要复活的大能在你的里面。
Then you will be able to control.
然后
self-control will overcome the death.
然后你才能够控制自己，自律就能够胜过死亡。
Otherwise, how can you have that wonderful quality in our humanity called the self-control?
不然的话，在你的人性里，你怎么能够生出这个美德，叫做节制
？Why is it you cannot control your thoughts？
为什么你不能够控制你的思想
？You cannot control your eyes. Oh, I want to see that. I want to see this. Oh,
不能控制你的眼睛，要看这个，要看那个。
So many things attracted your eyes. And
有那么多东西把你的眼球吸引去。
Why is it you want to listen to gossip？
为什么你那么爱听闲言闲语？
You know?Itchy ears.
耳朵发痒。
You don't like to listen to the truth. You like to listen to gossip.
你不喜欢听真理，却喜欢听闲言闲语。
And rumors.
还有谣言。
什么什么？你说什么？再说一次。
What's that? Could you say it again, please?
我还听不清楚。谁呀？谁呀
？I didn't hear clearly.
他做什么
？Who's that? And what did he do? Really?
啊，真的呀。
Really?
但是你说到真理。真理啊啊啊是啊，啊哦我明白了明白了。
But when you talk about the truth, the reaction is okay. I know, I know.
你没有那么注意啊。
You are not so attentive.
但是说别人的坏话、谎言呐、啊，哇，你这个耳朵变成那个大笨象的耳朵起来。
But when it concerns gossip,
突然间长得那么大，你。
When it concerns gossip and rumors, suddenly you get the ears of Jumbo the elephant.
真理你不要听，也不要相信，那是谎言。你一听就信了。
You don't want to listen to and you don't want to believe the truth, but lies, falsehood, immediately you listen and believe.
不但是一信你又加头加尾什么都加进去辣椒什么都加进去
And you not only believe but you add many ingredients more to it
加进去的时候你还没有办法控制你的舌头你看到第二个人就报告出来了
And after adding these you can't control your lips The first person you see you have to blah out everything
而且讲得还更厉害啊
And it gets worse.
这个是什么
What is this?
这个是分散死亡
This is spreading death.
说死了人
you keep...
这个是 新的句说死了不是气死了、啊、听死了、也说死了
You listen to the point of death and you speak.To the point of death.
因为你这样的说出去的话，叫人死了，
because,
听的人也死了。你
because such speaking brings death to those who hear you.
So the best way is to zip your lips, stop talking, and that's it.
最好的方法就是闭口，不要再说了，这个就是一个了断。
Learn from.China, you put a single.
要学中国人戴上口罩。
If somebody is spreading rumors, you quickly.
如果有人要跟你传谣言，你快点戴上你的口罩。
不，还有这样哦。
还
有这
样，
还有
要把耳朵也盖上，捂上。
不要乱听，也不要乱说。
Don't listen loosely and don't speak loosely.
But how come you cannot control it?
为什么你不能够控制呢?
Because you don't know the power of resurrection.
因为你不晓得复活的大能。
Because in your humanity, you don't have the frankincense.
因为在你的人性里没有乳香。
You cannot control your mind. You cannot control your emotion. You cannot control your mouth, your lips. You cannot control it.
你不能够控制你的思想你的情绪你的耳朵你的嘴巴都不能控制
You're easily influenced by lies by a lot of other things around you
你轻易的受谎言还有你周围的事所影响
You have no spiritual defense immune system you don't
你完全没有属灵的那个免疫力防御力
So you're susceptible
所以你就很容易接受
UnfortunatelyWe are all like that.
很遗憾，我们都是这个样子。
That is why, when the virus comes, oh, it affects so many saints.
所以，当病毒一临到的时候，就有那么多的弟兄姐妹受到影响。
Because there is no spiritual immune system in you.
因为在你的里面没有属灵的免疫系统。
No frankincense.No power of resurrection.
没有乳香，没有复活的大能。
But the Lord Jesus wasn't like that.
但是主耶稣不是这样。
He was immune to everything.
他对一切都有免疫力。
All the lies, all the attacks, and all the, well, whatever people did, it didn't touch him.
所有的攻击、谎言、周围的人所做的一切事都没有办法摸到他。
Right.Isn't that a wonderful quality in the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们主耶稣的人性这个美德实在是太好了。
It doesn't bother him.
他都不受这些的影响。
When death comes, he just, he's gone. He couldn't be touched. He couldn't be touched by death.
死亡来临的时候完全摸不到他。
Many times if some saints or anybody wants to tell me about something negative, all of a sudden, automatic, my ears just close.
有时候有一些圣徒他们要来跟我讲一些消极的东西我的耳朵就要自动的盖起来。
I have built-in earplugs.
我有啊就是
built-in automatic.
内置对内置的那个耳塞。
Immediately, there's a sensor. Oh, rumors. My ears are closed.
外面有一个感应器，哎，是谣言，马上就盖起来。
Automatic.
自动的。
It becomes my automatic reaction.
已经成为我自动的反应了。
不要听。
是的。
来，不要讲了。
Stop talking.
少讲了，那么。
Talk less. Speak less.
How about your ears?
你的耳朵呢？
Amen. Sure.
真的吗？
100%.
确定吗？
Wonderful.
百分之百。
This is really wonderful.
非常好。
This is the humanity of the Lord.
这就是主耶稣的人性。
He will not let any negative things influence him.
他不允许任何消极的事情影响他。
The Pharisees, the scribes, the chief priests.
法利赛人、文士、祭司长。
Even his own brothers, family members.
甚至他自己的弟弟，他家里的人。
Did not bother him.
都没有办法影响他。
He was not angry.
他没有生气。
He did not react.
他没有做出反应。
He did not fight with them.
他没有跟他们争执。
Why?
为什么？
Because he had a wonderful immune defense system.
因为他有一个美妙的免疫防疫系统。
But with us,
但是我们呢？
If your husband just say one little word, you will say 10 words back.
如果你的丈夫说一句，你就顶他十句。
Wow, my goodness! Unfortunately, our humanity is really fallen.
很遗憾，我们的人性真是堕落。
Even the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ.
连主耶稣的心思。
You know, my mind always try to misunderstand people, not to understand people.
我的心思老是要误会人，而不是要明白人。
But the Lord,
但是主呢?
He knows our thoughts even before we said it or spoke it, right?
我们还没有说出来之前，主就已经知道我们在想什么了。
Right? Psalm 139. Oh, He knows your thought even far off.
对，诗篇139篇，他从远处晓得我们的意念。
But He didn't react.
但是他不反应。
He didn't fight.
他没有跟人起争执。
He didn't just run away.
他也没有逃走。
But you cannot touch him.
你没有办法摸到他。
What a wonderful humanity of the Lord Jesus.
何等奇妙的人性。
Because he has that element of frankincense.
因为他有乳香这个材料。
No wonder Paul says, I want to know the power of his resurrection.
难怪保罗说我要晓得他复活的大能。
So you also have to say, "Oh, how come Paul wants to know the power of his resurrection?"
所以你要说为什么保罗要晓得他复活的大能
？Now, how about you? Wouldn't you like to know that too?
那你呢？你要不要认识这个复活的大能
？Then you have to ask the Lord.
那你要向主求。
Tell me, what is frankincense?
告诉我乳香是什么
？How do I experience that?
我如何经历它
？How do I apply it?
我如何取用它？
The Lord, through the Holy Spirit, will teach you how to apply it.
借着圣灵，主会教导你如何应用它。
And He will raise up some wonderful situation.
而且他也会为你兴起一些奇妙的环境。
To let you experience the power of His resurrection.
让你来经历他复活的大能。
Because if you are not in a death situation, then you will not experience resurrection, right?
因为如果你不是处在一个死亡的地位，你就不需要经历复活的大能。
The power of resurrection is not for you to experience in wonderful situations where there's no death and nothing. Oh, you think you're resurrected.
复活的大能不是让你在很舒服的环境去经历，因为你会以为我已经复活了。
以为哈？
以为 you think so.
Not until the situation of death comes.
直到死亡临到你。
Are you in resurrection? That's a question.
那你才可以真正的看出你是在复活里面吗
？Is there power of resurrection in you or not?
你里面有复活的大能吗
？Are you willing to absorb that? Are you able to absorb it?
你愿意？你能够吸收这个大能吗
？And by the Lord Jesus Christ, repel it.
然后借着主耶稣基督把这个死亡排出去。
Death is swallowed up in victory through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着我们主耶稣基督的复活，把死亡吞灭了。
Don't think it is easy to know the meal offering.
不要认为要认识素记那么容易。
It is not doctrine, it is not just teaching.
这不光是道理。
But I think it is time for all of us to learn, right?
但是是时候了，我们要学啊。
If you don't learn now, when are you going to learn?
你现在还不要学，要等几时？
So this wonderful element of oil and frankincense is really very important.
所以这个美妙的成分啊，油和乳香非常重要。
You can read it yourself, right?
你可以自己去念这些经节。
But may the Lord have mercy on us. Open our eyes.
愿主怜悯我们，开我们的眼。
Don't think we know everything already. No, we don't.
不要以为我们什么都知道了，不。
And if we know, then we have to go through the depths and the height.
那如果说我们真的知道了，我们就要进到那个深处，那个高处。
The width and the length.
宽度、长度。
Then we need the dimension.
我们需要这些尺寸。
Right? Otherwise, you know, yes, but you know only 1 inch.
不然你
one millimeter.
你以为你知道了，其实你不过是知道一毫米。
So we need to enter in, let the Holy Spirit lead us into the experience, right? That's the job of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要进入，我们需要让圣灵把我们带进那个实际那个经历，这是他的工作。
Otherwise, the Holy Spirit is jobless.
不然的话，圣灵要失业了。
Yeah, he's dwelling in you, but he is unemployed by you.
他住在你的里面，但是你却不雇用他。
No job for the Holy Spirit to do in your life.
在你的生命里没有工作可以让圣灵来做。
He's jobless.
他失业了。
So is he jobless in you?
在你的里面，圣灵是失业的吗？
Right.Praise the Lord. Anyway, the Lord will raise up situation for you to enjoy frankincense.
无论如何，主会兴起环境，让你来享受乳香。
Praise the Lord. And another positive seasoning thing is the salt.
还有另外一个积极的那个调味料啊，就是盐。
Salt.
盐。
In the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ,
在主耶稣基督的人性里
there is salt in it.
有盐。
Of course, you can say salt is used also for repelling, right? For preserving.
当然，你也可以说盐是为了要抗菌、要保存那个食物。
But because the word seasoning is used,
但是因为这里用了调这个词。
Because if you want to preserve something like hua mei or something, you know, you put a lot of salt in it, right?
比方你要保存某些食物，像是话梅，你就要加入大量的盐。
Right? You put a lot of salt, not just a little bit. A little bit 就没有味道了。You cannot preserve, right?
如果你只加入少量的盐
lot,、right?
只有味道，
Maybe
但是不能够保存。
Can tell me how much? Oh, a lot, right?
要加入大量的盐。
To preserve.
才能保存。
But what about seasoning?
但是调味呢？
If you are cooking chicken and you pour a whole can of salt in it.
如果你要煮一只鸡，然后你就把整罐的盐倒到那个食物里面去。
And you offer it to your hubby to eat.
然后你就煮给你的老公吃，跟他说：“哎，这个煮给你吃。”
Will you eat it?
你自己要吃吗？
Are you sure?
真的吗？
You will say, 咸死了。
You will say, this is so salty to the point of death.
So, in the humanity of the Lord Jesus, the seasoning is to bring out the flavor.
所以在主耶稣的人性里，这个盐是为了把味道提出来。
To express the wonderful nature of God, the Father, to express the Father.
要把父美妙的性情彰显出来，表明出来。
You know, for us, sometimes it is either tasteless or too salty, right?
我们嘛，要不就是完全没有味道，要不就是咸死了。
Right? So every time we go to a restaurant or eat something, I heard it oftentimes, oh, 太咸了, or 不够咸。
所以我们上餐馆的时候，我们常常会听到说，啊，要不就是不咸，要不就是太咸，我们就是这样。
But not the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣不是这样。
Always seasoned properly.
他总是把味道调得刚刚好。
To express the glory and the will and the word of our Father.
来彰显父的荣耀，父的旨意，父的工作。
Many times when we share the word of God, either it's too long or nothing.
常常我们在这里分享的时候，要不就是说的太多了，要不就是太简短。
We add this and we add that, and sometimes it's tasteless, sometimes it's salty.
我们常常加这个加那个，有时候呢是没有味道，有时候就太咸。
But not with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但我们的主不是这样。
It is always just right.
它的味道总是调得刚刚好。
Not too much, not too little.
不太多，也不太少。
When he shared concerning the Father, just enough.
当他说到父的时候，他说得刚刚好。
You notice in the Bible, the Lord did not explain too much with too many words, right?
你在圣经里你会发现，主耶稣没有长篇大论。
But what about you?
你呢?
What about us?
我们呢?
When you preach the gospel, wow, it's so long.
我们传福音的时候，总是在那里长篇大论。
We don't need that.
我们不需要这样。
Sometimes you scare people away by your, all the horror stories. the gospel friends run away.
有时候你说了那么多可怕的故事，让那个福音朋友都吓跑了。
又咸又辣。
Salty and spicy.
Nobody can swallow it.
没有人吞得下。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is seasoned with salt.
但是我们的主耶稣是用盐调和。
In his expression of the Father which he came to do,It is perfect.
他来到这个地上就是要来彰显父，他把这个做得天衣无缝，完美无缺。
Right. Many times, no.
很多时候
That's why, Paul says, our speaking, right? When we speak in Ephesians, it must be seasoned with salt and full of grace.
所以保罗在以弗所书说，我们的说话要用盐调和，要满了恩典。
That has something to do with our humanity.
这个与我们的人性有关。
So you have oil, you have frankincense, you have salt.
所以你有油、乳香，还有盐。
Especially our speaking.
尤其是我们的说话。
不要乱讲。
Do not speak loosely.
随便讲话。
Just say anything you like.
Don't do that.
不要这么做。
Right? So, may the Lord have mercy. I don't want to tell you what to say, what not to say, but you have to know, you know, in our speaking, it has to be seasoned with salt.
我不要说的那么多，该说什么，不该说什么，但是你要知道，在你的说话里要有盐调和。
And then, number three, no leaven.
第三点
，No honey，
不可有酵或蜜。
Very meaningful，
这个非常有意义。
This is the kind of meal offering the Father wants。
这就是父所要的素祭。
You have to pay attention to this。
你要注意这一个。
Right. No leaven。How many kinds of leaven is written in the Bible？
圣经里记载了几种酵啊？
You need to know。
你需要知道。
Of course, 1 Corinthians 5, Paul mentioned about malice and wickedness and all kinds of sinful things.
哥林多前书五章，保罗提到邪恶、淫毒、各种邪恶、罪恶的教。
There's envy, there's strife, there's division, and oh my goodness.
嫉妒、纷争、分裂。
All kinds of leaven.
各种各样的教。
And then the Lord mentioned about the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
主也提到法利赛人和撒都该人的教，
referring to their teaching，
指的就是他们的教训。
Because if our mind is not renewed and we talk about the Bible, the Word of God, we will twist it.
因为如果我们的心思没有被更新的话，我们来看来讲圣经，我们就会把它弯曲了。
You know, we cannot control our speaking, neither our thinking. So many times when we speak the word of God, we twist it, we change it, we add water in it to make the wine a little bit less strong, or we add sugar in it to make it sweet, and we like to add a lot of things in it.
因为我们的心思没有被更新，所以我们读圣经的时候，我们就会把圣经的意思领会错了，加入了很，我们就会把它扭曲，就好像那个酒加入一些水或者加一些糖。
And then you speak it to other people.
然后你还把它说给别人听。
And then the young people will, okay.
然后年轻人听了就，哦，是这样子哈。
So what are we going to do?
那我们该怎么办？
We need to.Get rid of all the leaven.
我们要除掉一切的教。
Remember, the Lord warned his disciples concerning the leaven.
主耶稣警戒他的门徒啊，就是关于教。
The leaven of the Herodian, right?
还有希律一党的教。
Right. Absolutely way off, way out, and way off.
完全偏离了。
They believe that Herod is the Messiah.
他们相信希律王就是弥赛亚。
Yeah. Right. So there is a party of the Herodians.
所以有希律一党。
And then, of course, the Lord warned concerning hypocrisy that is leaven.
主也提醒我们，警戒我们那个假冒伪善或者虚假的这个教。
And in Galatians 11 is not only the teachings but also the practice.
在加拉太书我们也看见教不光是教训，而且也是他们所行出来的，他们的做法、守月、
Circumcision,
守那个安息日、行割礼、
the laws,
守旧约的那个、诫命律法，
all kinds of things to distract us from the very reality of Christ,
各种各样的事情使我们从基督的实际这里打叉出去了。
Learn to get rid of the leaven.
要学习除掉这些教。
And don't think you have none.
也不要以为你没有教。
Ask the Lord, Lord, shine upon me.
要求主光照我。
I want to learn to get rid of the leaven.
我愿意学习除掉我的教。
That's why we have a feast of the unleavened bread.
所以我们有除教节。
Right. Every time I eat of that piece.
每一次我吃这个饼。
I'm conscious that this bread is unleavened.
我要有这个意识，这个是无酵饼。
And I want to pray to the Lord, get rid of the leaven that is in my heart.
我要向主祷告，主啊，除掉我心中的酵。
Unless you do it, how can I do it?
除非你来做，
我自己
做不到。
As I eat this bread, Lord, help me to get rid of all the leaven.
当我吃这个饼的时候。主啊，求你帮助我除掉我心里的酵。
Because when I come to that table, I am keeping the feast of the unleavened bread.
因为我来到这张桌子，我是在守除酵节。
But if we don't do that,
但是如果我们不这么做，
you will retain those leaven in your heart.
你会把这些酵留在你的心里。
That causes a lot of problems.
你就会制造很多问题。
Not only your personal problem, it's going to cause a problem for other people.
不只是你个人的问题，而且你也会制造问题给别人。
Because the leaven, the characteristic of the leaven is that it spreads.
因为酵的那个特性就是它会传开，
也会发。
会发酵发起来
it will ferment and it will spread.
它会发酵传开
So don't think leaven is not dangerous.
所以我们不要以为教是不危险的，
no,
没有关系的。
In the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, there is one man who is pure, who is holy, without leaven. That's why we sang that song, He is pure and He is holy.
所以赞美主，在他的人性里，在这一个人里面，没有教是纯洁的。
And then no honey.
也没有蜜。
Is honey good?
蜂蜜好不好啊？
It's very good.
很好。
But how come in the meal offering there is no honey?
那为什么素祭不可以加上蜜呢？
You think the Lord is not sweet?
你想主耶稣不甘甜吗？
We always say, oh, 他非常甘甜。
We always say, the Lord is so sweet.
对不对？啊。比蜜更甜哇
！Sweeter than honey，
比蜜更甜呐、啊。In the Song of Songs, right？
在雅歌里面。
但是那个是夫妻关系的，比蜜更甜，很好啊。
But that refers to the relationship between husband and wife. Sweeter than honey.
People says no money, no honey, and I joke and says I have honey but no money.
美国人说。没有钱哦，就没有甜心宝贝。那我说 ，You have,
I have honey but no money.
苏弟兄说，我有蜂蜜啊，我有甜心宝贝，但是我没有钱。
Right. Isn't it true?
是不是这样啊
？We can all testify, right?
我们都能做见证。
Have honey, no money.
有甜心就没有钱财。
Anyway, I shouldn't be distracted.
对不起，我不应该分心
了。The problem with honey is that although it's sweet, it is very sticky.
蜜的问题哦，就是虽然它甜，但是它也很黏。
You just touch it and it becomes sticky in your hand.
你一摸
and the more you try to, the more stickier it becomes.
对，你一摸到蜂蜜，你就知道它是黏的。那你越要除掉它，它你就越觉得它很黏。
You know the sweetness of the Lord Jesus Christ is not like honey.
主耶稣的甘甜不像蜂蜜的甘甜。
No.
不。
But our honey, our sweetness is very sticky.
但是我们的甘甜常常是非常的黏。
Because we like people to stick to us, right?
因为我们喜欢人来黏在我们这边。
You like people to make a distance with you or to stick to you?
你喜欢人跟你保持距离，还是黏在你这一边呢？
You know, we always thought the Lord Jesus Christ is so sweet, right?
我们常常都想主耶稣是那么的甘甜。
I believe if you lived at a time when the Lord was there.
我相信，如果你活在当时主活在地上的时候
，you will not think he is very sweet.
你不会认为他很甘甜。
Why?
为什么
？Nobody likes him.
没有人喜欢他。
Right?
是不是
？They even want to get rid of him.
他们要除灭他。
In Isaiah chapter 53 says he grew out of the dry earth.
以赛亚书五十三章说，他像根出于干地。
And there's nothing nice in him that people like him.
他也没有加行美容使我们恋慕他。
So is he sweet?
所以他甘甜吗
？Are you sweet?
你甘甜吗
？Karina, do you like to be sweet? That means.The Lord in His humanity is not naturally sweet.
这就是说，主耶稣在他的人性里，他不是有天然的那样甜。
Today, you have a lot of big evangelists and preachers.
今天有很多那些伟大的传道家
attracting so many people to themselves.
吸引那么多人来归向他们
right. Popular
那么的受欢迎
Is the Lord popular?
主耶稣受欢迎吗
You want to make him something exalt him he will disappear
人要高举他的时候，他就离开。
Yeah. And if you don't want him, he comes to you.
如果你不要他的时候，他会来就近你。
Isn't that very different from us, right?
这与我们非常不一样，对不对？
Our humanity is very different than the Lord.
我们的人性和主耶稣的相差太远。
Right. On one hand, we love the building work and the oneness in the church life.
一面我们喜欢建造的工作，我们喜爱合一。
But our oneness is not a sticky one.
但是我们的合一不是一个黏黏的合一。
Do you know why in the church life we have parties?
你知道为什么在教会里会有结党这件事吗？
Because people who are of the same view, they like to stick together, right? Stick together.
因为有同样看法的人，他们喜欢黏在一起，
yeah.
聚在一起。
I like this kind of people who likes to.Do this and that, so we all flock together, stick together.
我喜欢这种人做这种事情的，我喜欢，所以我们这一党人就常常聚在一起。
That is not building.
这个不是建造。
That is sticky honey.
这个是一个黏黏的蜂蜜。
It's honey sweet.
是蜜的甜。
And sticky.
和蜜的黏。
And once you get in, you cannot get out because you're stuck.
你进入了就出不来，因为你被黏住了。
Are we like that?
我们是这样的吗？
I hope we are not like that.
我希望我们不是。
Right. That is why in the Bible, the Lord says, with God, there is no respect of persons.
所以在圣经里，主说，神不偏待人。
It's not, oh, I like Kai Xiong, I'm going to spend more time with Kai Xiong.
不是我喜欢凯雄，我就跟凯雄花多一点时间在一起。
I don't like Kihu. I'm
我不喜欢 Kihu.
I don't want to be close to him.
我就跟他保持距离。
This is not building work.
这不是建造的工作。
This is leaven plus honey.
这是蜜，酵加上蜜。
But the humanity of the Lord is different. Ah, we're going to take pictures. I'm sorry.
不一样。
Let us stop here.
Okay, 我们就停在这里。
Just remember, no leaven, no honey.
要记得了，没有酵，也没有蜜。
But full of oil, frankincense, and seasoned with salt.
却满了油、乳香，而且要用盐调和。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。